Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marks and Race, we are back. Hey, coming up real fast, coming up before we get into this baseball stuff with the movies, all right? Coming up at 4 o'clock, we're going to have Angelo on, all right? And it was on this date. There's a lot of, you'll notice that these days there's a lot of on this date or this happened or it's this person's birthday. But really for today, it's actually relevant because on this date in 1993, Reggie White signed with the Packers, the Green Bay Packers. And I remember the 80s Super Bowl. I remember early Buddy. And as a young kid that then was going to be a teenager, you thought that with Randall and with Reggie and with that great defense that was going to be the team that got the Eagles to the Super Bowl. Little did I know it wasn't going to be for many, many years that we were going to be able to taste a Super Bowl victory. But anyway, when Reggie left in 1993, it was reality. It was a cold dose of reality that was, this team is going to be dismantled. This is the worst owner ever. Norman Brayman didn't even make him an offer. Everybody in the NFL whined and dined him, and the Eagles literally didn't make an offer. Mm-hmm. But Angelo and company at the time had a Reggie rally. It was a rally. I don't know if it was officially rally for Reggie or a Reggie rally. It was at JFK Plaza. They had thousands of people show up in the morning, and it was a cold morning. I remember it. I remember listening to it, to where at that time I honestly thought that it was going to help and they were going to keep him. You know,
How old were you?
I was a junior in high school, so I was 16, 17. But, I mean, I remember, like reality was, even back then, you know what it's like, Ike, where you think that your team's going to win every year. For the most part, when you're younger, you don't realize that they're not good enough to win. The Eagles were actually good enough to win, and they just never, ever put it together. But I actually thought, I was like, there's no way he can leave. There's no way he can leave. There's no way the Eagles are going to let him leave. And the Eagles let him leave.
Yeah, he was the it was the beginning of what true free agency is and has become. And I remember thinking, why the hell is Reggie White going to Green Bay? Because at this time, Green Bay, other than Sterling Sharp, was nothing. You know, they had 1 year with Magic Man Don Majkowski.
It was not a great destiny.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was the old Green Bay. It was Vince Lombardi. I mean, that's the only thing I grew up knowing about Green Bay, that it was Vince Lombardi during that time. Ice Bowl, it's cold. No, nobody goes to Green Bay, right? And so when Reggie White went there, it was like, why did Reggie White go to Green Bay? And all of a sudden, Brett Favre became the starter.
Yep.
And I knew who Brett Favre was after that. Hell, 2 years later, 3 years later, they went in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know.
That Reggie leaving, like,
that's the power of Reggie White.
Yeah, it was the biggest sting of anybody that ever left the city. That stung the most. He's the second best defensive player ever.
Yeah, I understand that. I don't think his greatness, but his greatness was also completed in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't as if he left here with only 3 years left in his career to go play. So to me, you know, Dalk will always be the one that I think hurt more because he played here 13 years. He was here 13 years.
Yeah, I mean,
he was here longer. He almost played here twice as long as Reggie.
Really, I mean, where the organization took him for granted and just thought that B-Doc was going to come back, the Eagles legitimately didn't even make Reggie White an offer. Norman Brayman wasn't bringing him back. He wasn't. He didn't like free agency. He didn't believe in free agency. He fought free agency like no other owner. They got comp picks back for Reggie White. I believe it was a first and a third at the time, in the early stages of free agency. But like Keith Jackson, I think was the first guy that really broke the free agency barrier by suing the league. So their first round pick, Keith Jackson, former first round pick Keith Jackson, he was a Pro Bowl tight end. He was gone, and then after Reggie left, everybody was gone, right? Like, just everybody left, and it sucked. It definitely sucked. So Angelo, who with his morning show in 1993, had the rally for Reggie. So we'll talk to him, because I'm gonna go back from his perspective to that period of time and the rally for Reggie. I remember where he saw pictures of the city that day, and he was brought to tears, saying like, "Wow, that's amazing that they loved me like that." So Angelo's coming up at 4 o'clock. So Ike, go to baseball movie right off the bat.
Go to baseball movie?
Yeah, like if you could watch any baseball movie.
Well, the best baseball movie is A League of Their Own.
Wow,
League of Their Own.
Yeah,
Ike, you are
my favorite baseball movie.
You're a brilliant mind because you're right.
Yeah, it's my favorite baseball movie
because you're right.
Well,
Jack,
what?
Yeah, go ahead.
The League of Their Own.
Yeah,
League of Their Own.
I mean, we got The Sandlot.
Yeah.
We got Bull Durham.
I like Bull Durham.
We got Major League.
That's actually a good Kevin Costner movie.
It is. It's about the only one.
Yes. So
here's what I would say. Bull Durham, League of Their Own are the best.
Mm-hmm.
Sandlot kind of, I love that movie. You know what I mean? I don't think it's the best movie. Major League, if you watch it today, kind of is an unintentional comedy, but it's still great.
Oh, yeah. Major League is still good. It was just on this weekend.
I was really
watching it this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. I still love it. And I believe Bad News Bears is hugely underrated.
Mm-hmm.
The new one.
Those are childhood. No, we're talking about the original.
No, the new one.
Walter Matthau, 1976.
No, we're talking about the original. Yes.
Come on. Every movie before 1980 was not funny. So
no, it was funny. Believe me.
Yeah, especially for us. We were kids at that time, man. Yes. The Bad News Bears.
Bad News Bears is hugely underrated.
The remake was good. I actually liked the remake.
I didn't even see it.
Oh, yeah. Come on. See?
Never
you got to
like
watch the remake.
Longest,
I don't do remakes,
No.
I think that might be the last remake I've seen.
Yeah, and that was a great movie.
The Longest Yard?
Yeah.
That was terrible.
A great movie in 1970 with Burt Reynolds.
Exactly.
No, you guys are wrong. See, this is just you guys being old people saying, oh, it was all better back in my day.
No.
Both remakes are better than the original.
Dude, the remake of The Longest Yard had Nelly and Michael Irvin in it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
No, and Adam Sandler. Any movie that stars
Paul
Adam
Crew.
Sandler.
Yeah, no, I'm out.
Hell no. No. yeah, hell no. As a matter of fact, double no.
So, overrated baseball movie.
Oh, Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, see, this is awful.
And even Natural. Like, I like the Natural. But
only because Redford's a good actor.
Yes, Redford pulls it off. Wilford Brimley's is good. But
I'm not buying Costner as a baseball player, which he constantly tries to come off as. Did he play in high school, Jack?
Looks like it. I mean, you got the rookie. You got rookie of the year. Never, I mean, baseball movies are just the best. But like,
there's a lot of them for sure.
Bull Durham, League of Their Own, the best.
Yes.
League of Their Own.
League of Their Own
is a great movie.
Oh, yeah. Tom Hanks.
It is a great movie. Yeah. I know because it's involving women, Jack. You couldn't possibly like it.
And that's actually what makes it one of the better movies, because you couldn't fathom them making a baseball movie about women's baseball. And it was brilliant.
It really was. It's a great movie.
The actresses in it, obviously, you're talking about Gina Davis. You're talking about
Madonna was great.
Was good in it. Rosie O'Donnell, Tom Hanks. Come on, man.
Marlon, a hooch.
Come on,
but
man.
We're talking about great baseball.
That's Throw
movies.
Mama from the Train. Was that Throw Mama from the Train? It wasn't Throw Mama from the Train. That wasn't her.
I don't know.
I just, you know.
215.
Marlon. I was trying to think of the actress.
94.
Squidward. Come on, man.
Your favorite. The overrated and the underrated in baseball movies. And if you're a big Major League fan, I'm going to start off with these guys right now, and I'm going to ask them one or two Major League trivia questions, and then we'll get to the phones. Can we do that?
Real quick.
Yeah.
This is how big you know A League of Their Own is. Everybody knows the most famous line in that movie, and it's – there is no crying in baseball.
It's you, and now you
and everybody knows it.
Yes.
But that's Field of Dreams, too.
What?
If you build it, they will come.
Yes, I know. That's why I said that on the way out.
There's a lot for baseball.
There's no crying baseball is a better line and a bigger line.
I'm not telling you Field of Dreams isn't popular. A lot of people have seen it, for sure.
Totally overrated.
But, yeah, I'm with John. It's overrated.
I'd much rather watch League of Their Own. League of Their Own is a better movie, for sure. Major League isn't cinematically, you watch it today, and a lot of movies from that era, the late 80s, are campy. You know what I mean?
Oh, I just mixed up one of my movies.
What?
That's 8 Man Out. Which movie is it with Ray Liotta?
Yeah, I think
is that
you're
Field
right.
of Dreams?
Yes.
Like Ray Liotta is Shoeless Joe Jackson.
That's 8 Men Out.
That's 8 Men Out, right? With James Earl Jones.
Because that's the Black Sox scandal.
Yes.
I don't know. I get it. There you go.
Somebody knows what I'm talking about.
215-592-9494. Let me give you.
That wasn't Field of Dreams. James Earl Jones wasn't in Field of Dreams.
Yeah,
I think he was.
So I know why you know.
Ray Liotta was in Field of Dreams too,
but
John.
Jack, you
what?
You watch Major League? Like you know it?
I think I know. I've seen it. I think I've seen it like 2 or 3 times.
All right, so you don't really know it. Like if I asked you what was the name of the actual stadium they played in. Like the real stadium, where it was.
Oh, the real stadium.
Yeah.
It wasn't just Cleveland.
It wasn't Municipal Stadium.
It was not in Cleveland.
Oh, well, yeah. I wouldn't know this one then.
County Stadium in Milwaukee is where they filmed it. In fact, they did it in the late summer, and it was really, really hot.
Is that how they got Bob Uecker to do the whole play?
Probably,
thing?
Yeah.
Because he's up
Vaughn
there.
Into the windup in his first offering. Yeah. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
Awesome. Awesome.
Harry Doyle.
Yep.
And Monty.
Was that the kid? That's the guy's name? Yes. Monty. I did not know his name.
Yeah. All right. Here, let me do a good one. All right. So Jake Taylor, the catcher.
Yeah.
He played in what league before joining the Indians?
Oh, man.
Where did he play?
Oh. Somewhere in. Damn, it's either Texas or Mexico.
Correct?
Yes.
Well, Charlie Sheen's character was in the...
Well, he's the California Penal League.
Right, and that's another trivia question. What did he do? What did he do to get in the California
Hold on,
Penal
where did
League?
Jake play at? I don't remember.
Mexican League. You're
it
right.
was the Mexican
League.
Okay,
League, yeah.
Okay, yes. That's
he was a former star, and the last few years he was in the Mexican League because his knees give out and he couldn't throw the ball to second base anymore.
Yep.
And when he showed up to the party with the ex-girlfriend and they're like, "Oh, how much do you make?" And he's like, "The minimum." And so Rick Vaughn, the wild thing.
Uh-huh.
He ended up he blast played in the California Penal League. Yeah. What did he do to end up in jail?
Okay, hold on. What did he do to end up in jail?
215-592-9494.
Sounds like you got a lot of these.
I got about 15. Yeah, I was going through it.
I
this
can't
morning.
Remember. I want to say a burglary, but I that's just a guess.
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto.
All right, here's a good one. Then we'll get to the phones. True or false? Charlie Sheen took steroids to prepare for the role of Rick Vaughn.
Oh wow! Did he really?
True. He admitted to Sports Illustrated he took steroids.
Wow.
He was trying to get his fastball up to 90, but he got it up to 85.
Yeah, this is Charlie Sheen. I shouldn't be surprised at this at all.
215-592-9494. If you want to
Charlie
question,
Sheen got his fastball up to 85?
I read that in a couple different places.
That's pretty good work by Charlie Sheen.
Hey, it's a little faster than you. Take a cycle of roids and maybe you could
do the
same thing, Jack. 215-592-9494.
And by the way, Ray Liotta wasn't Field of Dreams, as everyone is reminding me on the text line.
That's what I thought. I told you they would.
Yeah.
And James Earl Jones, wasn't he?
Yeah.
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 That's what I
absolutely.
Thought.
And Costner.
215.
Well, I knew Costner was in them.
592-9494. Your favorite, the overrated, and the underrated baseball movies. We'll start with Dan in Harleysville. Dan, what do you got? How are you?
How are you doing today?
Good. What's up, brother?
All right, so for the underrated, I got to give it to Angels in the Outfield. Very good movie.
That's a great movie.
It's a good movie.
I can't do Angels in the Outfield.
But then for overrated, although it's hilarious, I personally think that Benchwarmers is very overrated.
Benchwarmers.
I don't know it.
Yeah, I know what he's talking about, but I haven't seen it. I haven't seen Benchwarmers.
It's a baseball comedy, but yep. it doesn't dive into the whole baseball aspect like those good baseball movies really get to people. Like,
yeah,
if that makes any sense. Like, baseball movies have a way of.
Yeah, you got to have a purpose to the baseball movie. It has to be some sort of storyline there.
Yeah,
I'm with you there. Yeah, I hadn't seen it.
All right, Dan, appreciate it. What you say? You're not a Sandlot fan? See, I love Sandlot.
I have never seen Sandlot.
Is that right?
Yep, never seen it.
Sandlot's like the movie that, like, as a kid playing baseball is like perfect.
Dude, I got another movie like that that I have never seen that I'm sure most people have seen. Hoosiers.
You've never seen Hoosiers?
I think that movie's terrible.
Well, no. That's a great movie. That is a 5-star movie.
I actually have the DVD and never watched it. It's still in the plastic. Mm.
See, here's why you didn't see Sandlot, Ike. You were, it was 1993, so I think the time period, you were in college at that point?
Just graduated from high school.
Yeah, so you were going to school playing football or whatever else, to where I remember watching it that summer and, more or less being like, that's what I did every summer was play baseball like that, or we played stickball like that, so it kind of like hit home. Moneyball. 2011, some people are tweeting.
I liked Moneyball. I like Moneyball.
The problem with Moneyball, it's such a fraudulent premise because, they cut Jeremy Giambi halfway through the year. They don't mention the whole movie about their aces they had, and they don't mention Miguel Tejada. It's just so annoying. They signed a Scott Hattieburg because he walked a couple of times. They cut Jeremy Giambi.
You get the gist of the movie.
I will always watch Moneyball when it's on. It's just that they don't mention the aces. They had the 2011 Phillies.
Yeah, they had three number ones.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. To get a movie made after you, shouldn't you have won something? I mean, I'm just saying, right? Shouldn't you have won a championship, right? I'm not saying Billy Beane is a fool. Because he's had sustained success over a certain amount of time, but really, I have to have a movie which is bogus anyway, and you watch it; it's totally unrealistic. I'm out. let's go to Rich on the cell. Rich, what do you got, man? How are you?
Man, there was a movie that Richard Pryor did with John Candy called Brewster's Millions.
It's a great one.
That is not a baseball movie.
Well, sure it is. Loosely.
The train went through the right field.
The Hackensack Bulls.
Love Brewster's Millions, man. I've probably seen
Brewster's Millions a thousand times in my life.
Easily. Great Uncle Rupert. Oh, man.
And if you get $300 million.
Yeah. And when somebody tried to, I think it was the nurse, tried to help him with his ventilator around his nose. He's like,
What is this movie called?
Do you think
Brewster's
you can
Millions,
do it?
Richard Pryor, John Candy, 1982, I believe.
He had to spend $30 million in 30 days and not have no proof of it.
Listen, you can't have anything left. You can't own any property. Mm-hmm. You can't have anything showing for it. I mean, it's a bad movie that I watched a lot of times.
Oh, but it was good for the time.
Oh, it was great.
Oh, man.
He got $1 million and he can walk away, or he could try to spend $30 million in 30 days for $300 million.
What are you going to do, Brewster?
Remember, he called into the dugout, and it was the guy, it was the actor from Law & Order, Jerry Orbach.
Yeah.
Answers the phone.
Yeah.
And he got
like, what?
And hung up.
Yeah. I'm going to charter a plane for everybody. I'm going to play the Yankees. Yeah, Brewster, I'm managing right now.
It's the Nighty Night Sweet Prince or something like that when he hung up the phone. It was a good movie.
Brewster's Million, man.
All right, overrated, underrated baseball movies.
Not
a baseball movie,
though.
I'll bet you Bruce the Weatherman has some good baseball movies up his sleeve. Brucey, what do you got, brother?
You know something? I really didn't watch that many. I'll tell you the one that stuck with me as far as one of the greatest I ever saw, and you've already been talking about it, and that was the now it's just right out of my mind. That's what a weatherman does. The one where the ghosts were coming out of the corn.
Field of Dreams.
Yeah, Field of Dreams. I didn't even think of the name of it. The reason why I called was because of Ike.
Yes.
You know, like when you opened the show, your monologue really hit home. I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I've met Ike. I know who he is. I know who Johnny Marks is. But I really don't know anything about your home life or who you are as a person mm-hmm. when you're off the air. Mm-hmm. And I certainly do remember you as a player. And I have always looked up to you the way you played the game because I'm too small and too fat to play the game. What you said really touched me because I'm just like you. I'm sitting home. I got nothing to do. I work like I'm a workaholic. I'm working right now
mm-hmm.
because when I go home, I got nothing to do.
Yep.
I'm just about exhausted Netflix. I heard you mention that. I've been watching World War II in color. That's what I've been watching
because my dad
fought in that war.
I've seen
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
On Netflix.
Yeah, on Netflix.
I saw that. That's a great series. That's a great series.
Yeah, and the whole series. Did you watch The Beast, the one with Hitler's, the Sündergug, the Hitler Sündergug, his train?
We have an anti-Hitler. We don't talk Hitler on the show, Bruce. But my
brother and I have a lot of trains in the house, model trains. So we were fascinated to see what his train was like. Anyway, what I'm trying to say, Ike, is it really struck a chord with me the way you have been going out of your mind, and you're ready to take baseball at any idea. And you know what? I am just like you, Ike. I am a big baseball fan. I talked to Fritz about this, and I just can't wait. And I'll take 80 games. I'll take 7-inning games. Mm-hmm. I'll take it out in Arizona. Just give me my damn baseball back.
Amen,
you know?
Bruce. Amen.
Yeah.
All right, Bruce. Be good, man.
There are some of us that, you know what, and I don't knock anybody else for what's your hang up, what you love to do, what you're into, what gets your engine going. I don't knock anybody for what's your vice. Mine is sports. I don't have TV shows. I'm still watching TV shows from the freaking 90s and the early 2000s. So that lets you know I don't care about today's television. I'm still watching The Sopranos and The Wire. I don't care about Netflix. I don't care about any of these stupid shows. What I've always cared about is sports. And I've always loved that I was a sports fan, right? I love football. I love basketball. I love baseball. I love tennis, golf. I've gotten into so many different sports because I like to pride myself in having a little bit of knowledge in just about all of them. So I pay attention to all of them. I don't miss majors when they come around 4 times a year, the fifth major, the PGA Championship. I don't miss tennis majors when they happen. I'm there for the semis and the finals as long as there is a name in the semis and the finals. I don't care who it is. In hockey, I don't care. I don't care. I'm watching an elimination game. I don't care. I'm into it. I must have it. And I do it every night. And I'm robbed of that right now. And while I'm having a grand old time with the family, right? We're all loving each other right now. We love each other as much as you all love your family right now. Just tongue planted squarely in the middle of my cheek right now. We need sports. We need sports, man. I need it. I need it, John. I do.
You sound like you're holding up well.
Yeah, I like fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, considering, I think I am, honestly.
Yeah, I think we all are.
Yeah, but
so far.
But you know why I'm holding up? It's a couple reasons. This freaking NFL draft. I'm going to be so locked in on this thing. I may as well be one of these GMs making picks. I'm going to be so locked in on this thing from the time that draft week hits. That Monday, leading up to that Thursday, and then all the way through to Saturday, I'm all over this thing, all over it. So that's helping me a little bit. But then also the idea that, man, we could be back to live sports in 2 months, a month and a half or two. So that's keeping me going. The moment I'm told NBA, NHL seasons are canceled, baseball is canceled, I know I got 3 months in the summer of worrying about the NFL and college football being canceled. That's what I know I have waiting for me. And you know what? It ain't going to stop CNN and MSNBC from running their 24-hour coronavirus coverage. That's going to be there. So it's not like anybody's being forgotten about. That's not what's happening. But there are those of us that sports are a part of our everyday lives that, you know what? If I could have that at night to watch instead of getting another coronavirus update or some stupid political update or what have you. Man, I'll take that right now. I'll take that. Because these replays ain't doing it. I'm done with the replays. I'm tired of the greatest this, greatest that. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of looking at it. Tired of it.
Speaking of that, we'll have the Roy Halladay perfect game coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, Ike. Oh, we have some new Ike Reese sound from some replays.
Oh, man.
All right, we'll save that. Save that coming up, all right?
I forgot we had the baseball game being replayed tonight.
Yeah.
Listen to that.
And coming up on Friday at 4 o'clock, Ike, we'll play you the 2017 game, the Eagles and the Panthers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, listen to that, too.
Yeah. All right. Major League, the movie Major League, was released today on this date, 1989. Major League Trivia, Dan in Williamstown. Dan, how are you?
Doing great, guys. Nice, fun conversation this afternoon.
What's all right,
hang in there, Ike. We're going to get back to normal in due time.
Hey, all right, so Dan, Major League Trivia. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, regarding the movies, show my age a little bit here. I think one of my favorite, the original Bad News Bears.
Oh, yeah.
Back
Without
in the early
a doubt.
70s.
Oh, yeah.
See, no, it's so underrated. And right, see, that's the problem with Jack is that he first of all, I know he's never seen it.
Right.
But he'll just say, oh, the remake's fine. No,
it's
original,
not. Yes.
The original with Walter Matthau, it could never be done today because it's so inappropriate.
Yes.
it's so funny
oh, yes,
when you
it
watch
is.
It.
It is
you watch it today and it's still funny.
Yes.
I would say underrated. I think Moneyball's underrated. I think the storyline, not Brad Pitt's character, but the other guy.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah, now he's in with the Browns, Paul DePodesta.
Yep. And then if you want an overrated one, I'm going to say it's more of a bizarre one, but do you remember The Fan with Robert De Niro and Wesley Snipes?
Oh, yeah.
John Crook was in that movie, I believe.
He was. I do remember
Crook.
That's
actually a good – no.
You know what? That's a good one, Dan.
That's a good movie.
I like
it
The
is
Fan.
Bizarre.
It is. I mean, listen, you put De Niro and Wesley Snipes, and Wesley Snipes was – that's back when he was super Wesley Snipes. Like,
he killed it.
He was the top dog back then because they put this ridiculous movie together with him in it. But I actually like The Fan. I like The Fan.
That's a good one.
Thanks
for letting me chime in. You guys stay safe and keep it fun for us, all right?
All right, well, there you go. Dan. I thought he went to Major League Trivia.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes was supposed to be Barry Bonds in that movie.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, and then in the Major League, was he supposed to be Kenny Lofton? Or because that's ended up what, like, that's the kind of player he was. Well, Kenny Lofton was better than that, but.
Yeah, he was Willie Mays Hayes, man.
Kenny Lofton even on the Indians in 1989?
No.
Yeah.
No,
I was going to say.
All right, Major League Trivia for you guys. And Jack asked me, he's like, well, did you see Major League 2? And I'm like, yeah, I saw Major League 2. The worst movie ever, Major League 2. Where did Lou Brown work before getting the offer to manage the Indians?
Car wash?
A tire shop.
Oh, I knew I had something to do with
yeah,
that.
You were close.
Yes. This guy's got an unbelievable voice, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man.
Give him the heater. Yeah.
With the owner in the cutout of the owner in the clubhouse.
Yes, classic.
Yeah,
classic.
Lou Brown's last managerial job before the Indians was where?
I don't know.
Right in your, it's a minor league team, right in kind of in your neck of the woods.
Really?
Right before you hit that highway that takes you up to Detroit, up to Michigan.
Okay, Toledo.
Toledo Mudhens.
Toledo Mudhens. Yes, I do remember that. Yeah, Toledo Mudhens. Yep.
Yeah. Let me one more here for you. What did the owner of the Rachel Phelps, the Indians owner, what did she do before her late husband? She married her late husband, who then died. That's how she became the.
Man, you went hard trivia, man. I don't have
that
one.
What did she do?
I don't know.
She was a Vegas showgirl.
That makes sense. Yeah, the owner goes and marries a Vegas showgirl, and what, he die?
He died. Yeah,
the owner died.
Let's go to Alan. Back to the phones. Alan, Villanova. Alan, what's up? How are you?
Hey, guys. What a great show. You know, as a rabid baseball fan, I can't take a Major League trivia question because I'm embarrassed to say that I haven't seen it. But I do want to comment on I was surprised that Ike didn't realize that James Earl Jones was in the, yes, I agree, overrated Field of Dreams. but even though the movie was overrated, James Earl Jones, if you remember, gave a great speech about baseball.
Yes.
And talked about how baseball was a constant in our society. It's a great, great speech. So it's a redeeming factor in an otherwise overrated movie. And actually, the New York Times just did a whole thing on baseball movies. And you know, you talk about Robert De Niro in The Fan, but I don't know if you've ever seen a very young Robert De Niro, even before or right around the time he did Mean Streets. He was in a movie called Bang the Drum Slowly.
1973,
which is one of the greatest baseball movies ever, and you should really get a chance to see it if you haven't. He plays a catcher who's dying of Hodgkin's disease. And it's about his relationship with his pitcher, played by Michael Moriarty. Mm. And it's really, really good. You can see De Niro. But I saw that movie down in Philadelphia at the Sam Aaron, in the days when, you know, the big movies only played downtown before the Burbs. Mm. 19th and Chestnut. It's not even there anymore.
Yeah, it closed now, not too long ago. Was that a double movie theater?
I think it's a Rite Aid or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was. And I knew it. That's the first time I ever saw De Niro. And I said to myself and the girl I went with that movie, I said, mark my words, that guy is going to develop into a great actor. And I guess I was right. But
that's unbelievable, yeah.
So if you want to see a great baseball movie and see an early De Niro, you can go check out Bang the Drum Slowly.
Okay.
Thanks, Alan. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, Ike, see? We don't need baseball. Just go watch Bang the Drum Slowly.
Bang the Drum Slowly.
Are baseball movies the best of the sports movies?
Yes. Without question.
Yeah, because what's the best football movie?
Remember the Titans?
Yeah.
You either go that.
Remember the Titans is a good movie.
I like Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues is a good movie. The Program was like.
Oh, I love The Program.
Was good, right?
See, the thing is, those movies are, to me, better for the storyline outside of
the game.
Sport being played, the game being played.
Varsity Blues was like that.
Yeah. Like, Any Given Sunday was more about the game outside the game than it was the actual game. Although, no, it wasn't terrible. I actually liked it. I liked it. He's terrible.
He's terrible.
Yeah. He's terrible. But if you're looking for entertainment and all of that, that's the thing. It's what are you looking to the sports movie for? Do you want to see an authentic-looking athlete out there? That's why basketball movies don't work.
They're all bad.
Yeah, it was just hard to play basketball.
Baseball,
look good at it.
An actor can play baseball and it's believable.
Well, to a baseball player, they look terrible, but sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right, though. Yeah, you got to be able to hold the bat, right?
Yeah, Costner, I think, pulls it off.
He
pulled it off. I'll give it to you. No, but like Last Boy Scout. That's kind of too old.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Either.
Like that's.
What about Friday Night Lights?
I enjoyed it.
Friday Night Lights was good. I like that.
Great movie.
I liked Friday Night Lights.
Longest Yard, great movie, but that's less about the actual game than
the original Longest Yard.
Rudy's a bad movie.
Brian Song.
Brian Song's a good one.
Good movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, there's been some good football movies too. Program was just Program was. You were probably in college, Ike.
I was in college. Yeah.
So
that was my freshman year in college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's how I remember it too.
Yeah.
It was late years.
My freshman year in college.
What about The Blind Side?
Never seen it.
No, you should see it.
Yeah.
It's a good flick.
Sandra Bullock. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I've seen it, but it's like, I don't know. It's kind of like a Disney movie.
Did either of you guys see We Are Marshall?
I believe I did. That's with Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
The plane crash, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I have not seen that.
215-592-9494, Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494.
Remember, the Titans was good, though. That was a good one.
So that's probably the best one, right? As far as football movies.
Yeah, probably. Because you got good actors in it.
You have excellent
storyline,
good storyline, very well done, very believable.
I'm a Varsity Blues guy though. Tweeter,
Varsity Blues is a good one too. It really is. Friday Night Lights is really good.
And yes. Booby Sanders.
Yeah, well, I mean, the TV series, through Netflix, I got into the TV series
The TV series.
It's good, man. It is.
I never got into it.
And local writer Buzz Bissinger wrote the book Friday Night Lights. And Lord knows how much money he's made off of that with a movie and a TV series.
I think he's the reason why I'd never watched it. Because he did an article on Nick Foles ripping him.
Yes, he did. After the Super Bowl, right?
No. This was before. This was after the 27-2 season.
Was that when it was?
Yep.
Was it that long ago?
Yep. Because Nick wouldn't do a sit down with
wouldn't
him.
Wouldn't do it.
And so he did the article himself and basically talked about Nick.
Yeah, Buzz is in.
Yeah, I was a Nicky Six guy then, so I was out.
This city was so mad.
Yeah, I was out. And Buzz Bissinger, was going to the 2014 season.
Where he ended up getting hurt and not playing well.
Yep.
2-1-5-5. So he may have been right, at least then.
Well,
before he won a Super Bowl.
Well, you know, the funny thing was when the whole thing happened with the Rams, that's when he really got validated or vindicated, right? He thought when Nick was talking about retiring, because part of the article is that Nick doesn't have the killer instinct. He doesn't love football, right? That was part of how he was ripping him a little bit before the stuff in L.A. had happened. And then that happened, and so Buzz kind of felt like, you know, I told you so.
Yeah, but Buzz didn't mind hammering somebody when given the opportunity.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, this date in 1993, and you can put it right up there with Brian Dawkins, but Reggie White leaving the Eagles and the Eagles not even making an offer to keep him. Well, today he signed with the Packers in 1993. And what I remember about that more than anything is Angelo and the morning team having a rally for Reggie at JFK Plaza right down there, Love Park, across from City Hall, trying to persuade or just rally the city. Not that it was going to do anything, because it didn't do anything, but thousands of people showed up that morning, and Angelo's going to join us next to talk about that time. Reggie White, if he's not the best defensive player ever, Ike, he's second?
Yeah.
Right?
And it was him and Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor and Reggie White.
Yes.
And he was still in his prime, and Norman Braman didn't even make him an offer. Could you imagine that happening today? Could you imagine Jeffrey Lurie doing that today? Well, Angelo was doing radio on WIP at the time. We'll talk about it coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.